The National Forest County Revenue, Schools, and Jobs Act would basically revive the old forest or timber receipt program for funding schools and roads in towns and counties on the nation's forests. But the draft language before the House Natural Resources Committee takes timber receipts a step further by requiring the Secretary of Agriculture generate a predetermined amount of revenue each year through timber sales, mining, hydropower, recreation, and other projects. That would replace the current system, which is funded by the U.S. Treasury. According to House Resources Chair Doc Hastings, a Republican representative from Washington State, this point is to provide revenue to communities by encouraging more economic activity on public lands.
It goes back to the idea that our forest lands, national forest lands, are multiple-use forest lands, and obviously commercial activity is part of that. And so we are just simply setting targets there for the goals for the federal government to reach in support of that for these local counties.
The annual payments to schools and counties have come from the federal treasury since 2000, when Congress passed the Secure Rural Schools Act to help compensate for a substantial decline in timber harvests. Secure Schools decoupled the program's dependence on controversial resource extraction projects and stabilized the annual payments with treasury funds. Petersburg, for example, has been receiving over $1.2 million a year. Congress has renewed Secure Schools a couple times over the past decade, but it expires again this fall as lawmakers move to slash federal spending. With the federal deficit, Hastings does not think the current program is sustainable.
So you have two ways. You can continue to have money in essence coming out of the Treasury, or you can get productivity on federal lands. I think the productivity model is a much better model.
That model, at least in concept, has support from some groups that have advocated for Secure Rural Schools funding. Jim French is president of the National Forest Counties and Schools Coalition.
I think we've always believed that straight, pure, decoupled Secure Rural Schools funding would come to an end, and I think it's time to have meaningful dialogue on further managing our forests appropriately and generating the revenues that we've received for loss of federal lands that goes back all the way to 1908.
French likes the fact that the committee's draft proposal would substantially increase the percentage of forest receipts that go back to communities and school districts instead of to the federal government. While the Secure Rural Schools Act had bipartisan support, this new measure could prove more divisive. Like any new legislation, the language is subject to change as it moves through Congress. As it is, Juneau attorney Tom Waldo with the environmental law firm Earth Justice says the draft proposal would have devastating effects on schools and rural communities in southeast and south central Alaska. Based on Tongass and Chugach forest revenues in recent years, Waldo says rural communities in those areas would see Secure Schools funding drop from about $22 million to $2 million a year under the committee's draft.
The only way to maintain the current levels of funding under this program would be if you had about a 15 times increase in revenues on the Tongass and Chugach National Forests. And that would mean 15 times more logging, 15 times more mining, 15 times more recreational permits, and 15 times more hydroelectric generation on the national forests. That's not even remotely possible. You might as well try to turn lead into gold.
The draft measure would substantially reduce requirements for environmental study and public review for timber sales and other activities that the secretary designates as county, schools, and revenue trust projects. It also includes a provision prohibiting judicial review of the environmental studies for those projects. According to Waldo, the draft language would waive all the environmental laws that are applicable to the national forest.
The bottom line is that the bill is a cynical attempt by some members of Congress to use rural schools as the sacrificial lambs in a play to try to increase logging in the national forests.
The Obama administration proposed a five-year extension of the Secure Rural Schools Act earlier this year. While that would still be funded by the Treasury, it would also ratchet down payments substantially until it expired. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.